Dorvan sighed. The small pet chitlick perched on his ear nibbled at his hair. He let her. He stared, but did not see the off-white walls of his office, or the safe art on those walls. He saw a Mandalorian gunning down an unarmed apprentice who had come out under the idea of truce. And now Dala wanted to use them again. A tentative knock on the door. He knew who it was.
Come in, Desha.
The Twi'lek girl poked her head in. Her eyes were swollen. She'd been crying. He wasn't surprised, and was pleased that she had clearly gone to some effort to restrain the emotions that went with such a soft heart.
Sir, it's the Solos again.
Of course it is, he sighed. Orders had been issued to bring them in as soon as the siege began. But of course, they had dropped out of sight. They had been trying to contact him through untraceable means ever since the siege had begun. But Dala would have none of it. She had left very clear instructions that, I intend to speak to no one from that family until the current situation is under control or they're safely in custody. He couldn't imagine what choice words they would have for him and Dala now that an apprentice had been brutally murdered right on the steps of the temple. On the steps of the temple? He frowned. Something about the phrase. He shook it off. It would come to him later. He knew what Han and Leia would say, and found himself agreeing with most of it, but concurring with them would do no good at this point. Tell them I'm not able to talk to them right now, and patch me through to Balak Rall.
Yes, sir,
Desha said, closing the door behind her as she left. Pocket was now nibbling on his ear. He picked her up gently and put her back in her small nest on the corner of his desk. She rolled over, exposing her belly, and he rubbed the soft fur there with an index finger, while he mentally shook his head at the fact that he was about to tell a Mandalorian to assemble a team to put down a pacifist's revolt. He lifted the chitlick and placed her in the right-hand pocket of his jacket, still petting her. His stomach rumbled, reminding him he had not eaten breakfast and lunchtime was fast approaching. It would seem whatever the mind had to deal with, the body still stubbornly had its own needs and made them known. A few moments later, the cold, almost emotionless voice on the comm said,
Rall, what?
Commander Rall, this is Wynn Dorvan, Dala's chief of staff. I'm speaking to you with the full authority of the chief of state. I need you to...
His eye fell on the chrono, and then it all clicked into place. The steps of the Jedi Temple. Lunch. In less than 15 minutes on an ordinary day, Raynar Thul would be coming out, as he had every single day since he had first embraced his freedom, to have lunch on the temple steps. Dorvan had joined him for many of those lunches. And he knew in his gut that something as trivial as being surrounded by a bunch of Mandalorians willing to gun him down was not going to stop Raynar Thul from having his lunch where he had always had it.
Dorvan, continue.
Dorvan felt sweat break out on his forehead. Nonetheless, he spoke in his usual calm, almost bland tones.
I need you to withhold fire on the temple. I have it on good authority that Raynar Thul is about to come out.
I've just promised the Jedi that we'd gun down anyone who wasn't Saar or Al'Tamek,
Rall said, irritation creeping into his cool voice. Wynn thought at hyperdrive speed.
I know, but I've been working on Thul for months. We've had lunch on the steps every day about this time. I might be able to use him to convince the Jedi to surrender.
A pause. Dorvan began to think that the Mando wasn't buying it. They would slaughter Thul, just as they had slaughtered Connie, and public opinion would simply not stand for it. There would be furious protests, perhaps even the riots that Dala was seemingly ready to practically sell her soul to prevent. Public sentiment would turn against the GA, and then...
This is an order from the Chief of State.
Wynn usually didn't lie, but this time he felt the situation warranted it.
I will be there myself in a few moments. Stand down.
I will not go back on my orders to my soldiers or my promise to the Jedi. It will weaken my standing with them. and Dalla assured me I was free to use my best judgment. I answer to her, not you.
You wouldn't dare fire on me.
Of course not.
Rawl's tone suggested that he thought Dorvan considered him an idiot.
But you are not a Jedi.
There'll be no firing if I'm on those steps.
No, sir. But 5 of your 15 minutes have just gone by. If this Thull person is due to come out, I suggest you hurry.
Dorvan sprang from his chair and sprinted for the door.